Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Yeah, man.
Me 28:3. Bless me in the city, bless me in the country. Bless you what me I do, bless you where me go. Bless my food, says Most High God. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus. No weapon from the gates me shall prosper. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, my Jehovah. Me can't turn away from His loving. Yeah. I am blessed. He shall follow me. Follow me all the days of my life abundantly. Blessed for greatness, them can't obey me. No way, them can't obey me. Oh, God bless, no man can. Bless me full of Jesus, sitting on me eyes. Them try pull me down, but me still arise. By God's grace, man, I still arise.
Our first song for the week coming from an artist all the way from Kenya, Africa, Dangery. You know, with his latest single entitled I Am Blessed, man. I love this tune. My brethren Dangery all the way in Kenya is doing it big time, man. You know, he's working on his music video. And I want you guys to continue to look out for him, man. Support him, man. This guy is very passionate about ministry. He's passionate about the Lord. And I see big, big, big things happening for him in the future, man. All right. So Dangery, big up yourself. Keep doing the great work you're doing, man. All right. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gospel songstress that is anointed. She's an anointed worship leader who loves the Lord with all of her heart. And she uplifts Jesus near and far around the world. The Stellar Award New Artist of the Year back in 2018. And she's one of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Wife, mother, and show enough soldier in the army of the Lord. Isabel Davis. Isabel, welcome. welcome. Hi, how are you?
Mike D. Oh, thank you so much for that introduction. That was so sweet. So
special. Well, you're special.
I appreciate it.
You're a special sister in Christ, I tell you. And I know that you're still a young lady, but your children are getting older. So tell them, your husband and your children and everyone, hi. I know they're doing well and going through the school years. So that's great.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I absolutely will. Thank you.
Hello, Isabel, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, I really, really appreciate you. And, you know, you're really loved here in the Bahamas and the Caribbean and also the world, you know, but we truly, truly appreciate you. I don't know if you remember when I told you about a friend of mine who he was fighting cancer. You know, he have now passed on, and he was a great role model for me in terms for music, because when I was just starting out, he was, you know, always there, you know, encouraging me. And, you know, when he developed cancer, he really turned to the Lord. And your song was the song that really inspired him and brought him solace while he was going through so much pain. He would call me and he said, "Landlord, you know, Isabel Davis, her music's so anointed." And, you know, he just loved you. You know, but tell me something today. How does that make you feel as an artist, knowing that you are impacting people in that type of way?
I was not ready for this, number one. I'm already teary-eyed just hearing that, because it is the reason why I do what I do. You know, I think that so many times it's so easy to, you know, get caught up in the, you know, the pomp and circumstance a lot of times, you know, and God does, you know, bring reward and awards and things like that as little, I would call them little kisses from God and little winks of God. But the depth of it is that this is ministry, yes. You know, and simply put, it's to give service or aid to people. And so my heart and my heart's posture and my prayer is always that God would use the ministry as a tool to draw people closer to his heart, mm-hmm. closer to him, closer to a relationship with him and an encounter in his presence. And so to hear testimonies like that, man, I'm moved to tears to know that God is using, you know, the gift that he's given me, the voice, the anointing on the voice to touch the lives of his people and to transform them daily in his presence. You messed me up, Landlord.
Yeah. Oh,
you messed
awesome.
Me up with that one. Wow.
Wow. Awesome.
That's beautiful to hear.
Yes.
I'm humbled.
Yeah, man. You know, that is what it's called, ministry. And I'm sure it's a great feeling to know that you are impacting the lives of so many people with your voice and the gift that the Lord has given you. You're using it to touch people's lives, man. And that right there is really commendable, man. Real good stuff, man.
But Isabel, I'm telling you, congratulations on your latest worshiping single, Sound the Invitation. You know, Christ has a never-ending invitation to come to him and to have an eternal relationship with him. And the song, The Invitation, seems to do a reverse spiritual osmosis, so to speak, that the worshiper is inviting Christ to come to them and heal and restore and bless.
Come on.
And for the Lord to have his way.
Amen. That's exactly what that is. And I think that, you know, oftentimes we understand and we know that we can come to the Father with our issues, our problems, our, you know, situation. But this is that moment, like you said, to simply say, God, you know what? You are welcome into my space, into my life, into my home, into my family, my job. His presence isn't confined to the four walls of a building, right? And so as we usher his presence into our space, he shows up and he's ready to help us. He's ready to hear our cry and our prayer.
Amen. Isabel, there is a fan of yours from out of Kenya, Africa, and he goes by the name of Dangery. He's a gospel artist also, and he has a question for you.
Hi, Isabel. My name is Dangari. I'm from Africa, Kenya. and I really love your ministry. Tell me, what can we expect from you in the future?
Yes. Well, Dan Bree, it's so good to hear from you, and I'm grateful for your question. My commitment is to continue to stay in a posture of worship and creating altars so that as we prepare for the next upcoming album, you know, that God continues to give me the songs that not only that bless his heart, but that touch the lives of his people. So what you can expect is a continued posture of, you know, expectancy from what God wants to do in and through the ministry gift, and that God would continue to make the ministry effective and impactful. You know, great songs are great songs. Everybody loves a good song. But for me, if the anointing is not on it, if it's just another great song to add to the repertoire, then for me, I feel like I have, you know, failed at my purpose in a kingdom work, because, you know, I believe God's called me to ministry, you know, so the anointing has got to be first and foremost. So you can expect more anointed songs that destroy yokes and help, you know, lead people closer to God. That's what you can expect.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah, man. You know, Isabel, that's some good stuff. You know, it's very, very easy to sing, but it's very hard to, you know, just sing with that dunamis power that connects the hearts and the minds, you know, to the people. And so when you are operating in that function, that's when you know you were called for it, and you were called for it. Good stuff.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mike D and Landlord. It is always a pleasure and always an honor to share these moments with you, and I'm always grateful to be a part of your platform and to share the gospel with your following. So thank you once again. I love you guys so much. And to everyone listening from the islands in Africa and beyond, I just want to thank you so much for your continued love and support. I pray that the ministry continue to bless you and encourage and uplift you. Love you guys so much. God bless you.
The cloud by day. Yes, you are God. See, healer of the broken. Yeah. Yes, you are God. We thank you for being our healer, remover of shame. Yes. And you know what else? Just say, you'll show us your glory, Lord. Yeah. When we call on your name. Look at somebody and say, now God, we're together. Yeah. She'll say, you can have
your way.
Anybody grateful that he can move in the room when we call him?
We invited you to come.
Hey. Say, and now you're here.
And now
you're here. Yeah. See,
our hearts are ready
to receive.
Isabel Davis has her latest single Sound, The Invitation, The Worshiper, inviting God unto them for healing, for breaking yokes, breaking strongholds, financial blessings, family issues, fixing things. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You be sure to let God know that you are inviting him in, and he is welcome. The Invitation by Isabel Davis, sounding so good in the community. And there's nothing like being in the presence of God. He is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. And we want to thank the international worshiper, Isabel Davis, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Let Lord Isabel be bringing people into the manifest presence of God.
Mike, you know, Isabel Davis is our sister, man. She's such an amazing individual. She's humble. She's a sweetheart, man. And it's always great, you know, just to sit down and chat with her, man. She's just an amazing person, man, right? But anyway, coming up next is an amazing artist from out of Jamaica, Chaybez, featuring Sister Richness. And, you know, this is their latest song called I Really Love You, Lord. And I want you guys to check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
This is Chaybez and Sister Richness.
Yes, Minister.
Tell them what I want, my sister.
Woke up this morning with a smile.
Yeah.
What a great song coming from Jabez and Sister Richness entitled I Love You Lord. You know, I met Jabez a few years ago in Montreal, Canada, where we both was on tour, and I must say that brother is truly a worshiper. And it's always good to hear him singing new music and just doing ministry, man. You know, he is an amazing guy, and you know, he is so loved for the Lord. You know, you guys just keep up the great work, man. I'm truly loving this tune. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show. Do you have any words of encouragement you would love to share with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Some of that evil stuff happens because maybe a person may be hearing and hearing and hearing bad stuff. Let's always try to tune in to the good.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, that is why you got to be careful with negative words you allow to get in, you know, because it is said it takes about 16 positive words to get rid of just one negative word. Good word, though, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, my friend, my sister, Isabel Davis, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next from out of Freeport, Grand Bahama, right here in the Bahamas, is a young lady. She goes by the name of Lady Warrior. You know, I met her recently in Freeport at an event, and she mashed up the place, man. I'm telling you. And I was so impressed by her ministry. You know, I had to actually run her down to get her music, you know. There ain't much female DJs, you know, gospel DJs going around anymore. So I was really impressed by her ministry, and I just had to get her music. I want you guys to check out her latest track entitled Too Much Violence, featuring Chosen, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
So it's your by chosen
one.
Lady Warrior up on the mic, and we're doing this another time. Too much violence, too much crime.
Disrespect your mother and your days will be short. Yeah, me, my youth, you better praise the Lord. Trust me, my youth, you better live your life right. Seek up the Father every day and night. No matter your struggle, no matter your fight, seek my Christ and everything will be alright.
Too much violence, too much crime, too much use them or lose their minds. Too much violence and too much crime.
Warring in the borderline, peace and safety is so hard to find. Politicians talking a kind of war, then society is about to war. Then I see and then I saw rumors and rumors and rumors of war. Hold up your head, is the sign of time. Men are crying, men are dying, blood are sharing, and the world is ending. Lady Warrior upon the mic.
Tell me what the politicians bargain for.
Stop a man them trying to pass the gill. I mean, I got work for them, now got gold for them. But the wicked and the heathen and them, cause me put me trust in and the father them. You may got to press the father again. Yo!
Too much violence,
too much crime,
too much youths them
mind, lose their mind.
Too much violence,
too much crime,
too much mothers
are wondering why. Tonight.
Too much violence,
too much crime,
too much youths them
and lost their mind.
Sitting here count my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons. Yeah, but I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all his favor, keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn around,
shaking,
this is all
cold sinking,
cold sinking,
net breaking.